Good evening. It is so great to see so many of you here and all of those who are watching online. We imagine you here and we are grateful for your presence. This evening's service, this is actually Christ the King or the Reign of Christ Sunday, which is the last Sunday in the church year. But we only meet today once a month. And we will miss Advent completely because the next worship service in the Tizay style will be New Year's Eve. And we will do it around the labyrinth up in the fourth story theater. So since we'll miss Advent and Christmas, I have organized this service. We start with Thanksgiving. In the Lord, I'll be ever thankful. And then we move into the darkness that is characteristic of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. That's where our Advent comes. And with the word of hope from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the first through the fifth verses, this word of hope we badly need in this darkening, literally darkening world. And when you hear that passage, it is addressed to Jerusalem, but Jerusalem can mean any place God's people gather. So think of it in those broad terms, when the prophet is being asked to comfort my people. In the style of Tizay, we sing the songs over and over again. Most of them we're singing in English, but there are some that are that we sing in Latin, but you're welcome to sing them in English. At the same time, you know, the Spirit knows many languages. The other thing that we know is that with this repetition, our spirits are deepened because our minds are calmed. And we get past the daily monkey mind, as our Buddhist friends call it, that's always criticizing and judging and planning and generally being a nuisance when we're trying to listen to God. So we were going to start the singing in a moment, and then later on I will tell you about the healing portion. But if you didn't get a little vial of oil and you want one, you can get that. We have that for those here. For those of you that are online, if you want to take some time to get a little bit of, it could be just olive oil or some oil that you have on a Q-tip or on a little bit of cotton or even a Kleenex so that you can use it for anointing later on. Let us worship.
Thank you. Holy Spirit, when our hearts feel anxious, you open a way ahead for each of us. It means entrusting our whole life to God.
Comfort. O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. As we move into a longer time, about 10 minutes of silence, sometimes we need a way to further get around our monkey mind. And so last month I guided you in centering prayer, and this month I thought I would do the heart meditation that was given to me when I was reading Cynthia Bourgeau's book, The Heart of Centering Prayer. So if you would bring your awareness to your sit bones, those bony bones right there at the bottom of your torso, and notice how they are being supported by the pew or the seat, or if at home you're sitting on the floor, by the floor. And notice your breath. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to change it. Just notice as it moves in and out. And notice the motion in your torso when that happens. Keep softening and letting movement happen. And then if you'll bring your attention to that space right above your nose and between your eyes, about where they have been taking our temperatures during the pandemic. That is the wisdom seat, sometimes called the sixth chakra or the third eye. It has been long known to have a vibration that is very strong and very high, and we aspire to this wisdom. If you will follow that spot in your imagination back into the middle of your head, right behind your nose, in between your ears, that's the top of the spine. And we're going to take this wisdom seat down into the chest, which is the heart space. And we do it by using the seven vertebrae in our neck as steps. So we go down step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, step seven. And now we enter the chest, which is the home of our physical heart. It is the center of our heart that is wider than just our physical heart. It is the seat of divine compassion. So we have now brought divine wisdom and divine compassion together so that we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. In this space, we are all one because this is where the divine meets us. In this space is everyone that you've ever known and loved, whether living or dead. They are all gathered in God, as we are all gathered in God. So in this next 10 minutes, when we are being very silent, if your mind wanders, which it will, just bring it back to this heart space. If it helps, you can just put your hand over your heart and remind you that that is this, what Cynthia Bourgeau calls the God positioning system, a spiritual GPS. And just notice your breath, and you will come back into the silence that is God. When Jesus was in human form, he was such a man of prayer that his disciples wanted to know how to pray like he. And he taught them with these words, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." While I think the whole Tazay service is healing, we do have a special time where we concentrate on that. And many years ago, our church got together a group and we tried to come up with a definition of healing that would encompass all of us, all of our completeness. And so you find it on the back of your bulletin, but it has to do with the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual dimensions. Healing happens in relationship between ourselves and other people, and especially with God, and even with our deepest self, our conscious self and our deeper self. And healing brings peace. The traditional mode of healing in the church has been anointing with oil. And there are small vials of oil over here on the altar rail. Each one gets one so that there is no contamination. You may keep the vial. And the oil is a symbol. It's not magical, but it is a symbol. And ritual is something that we humans need that usually embodies one or more of our senses so that we really get it. And those of you that are listening and watching online, this is where you get to take the oil that you have. And at some point during this next prayer time, you can anoint yourself. You can use your forefinger and dip it in the oil. The vertical is for the Father, the Son, and then I just touch that spot for the Holy Spirit. You can do another Trinitarian formula if you would like, the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. It's a way of sealing that healing. So we're going to be singing, and you are invited to offer your prayers silently for yourself, for others, for situations. Remember that God is asking that we ask, and always listening. As you go forth, remember your breath. Remember the heart space. Remember that you are always in the presence of the Holy One. And go in peace.